producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He's one of the top comedians in the country, David Cross. He put out a film that we're not even going to plug here, where the movie ends with someone that I brainwashed over the radio saying he hates black people and hates Jews, and he learned it from Alex Jones. Alex Jones, he repeats it. Cross told Joe Biggs, who's talked to him, we don't even get him on the show. Joe hit him on Twitter and then talked to him, that, oh, I'm getting torn up by my fans, and maybe I don't know who Alex Jones is, and I may have to basically apologize, and we have the text back and forth. That's good. We're not going to spend a bunch of time in the next hour with Joyce Riley on Montel Williams, even though she knew Montel Williams. She was part of a reality TV show with him. But she's got some stuff she wants to dish on Montel Williams. At the end of the day, you know, who really cares about Montel Williams? Well, the issue is it shows you what type of folks these people are. He came out and said that I want to blow stuff up, that I'm a drug addict, that I'm basically a terrorist, and that I'm as bad as ISIS, because we were exposing mainstream news articles. We were Joe Biggs was again. Where it was in the Indianapolis Star that they were making fun of troops killing themselves, 22 a day. I mean, we're not trying to be the good guys here, but we are. I mean, it's not hard to be a good guy. You should be against troops committing suicide or secret death lists for the troops. Why would you attack me for that? I mean, you people are sick. Look at the Fruit Loop, Alex Jones. Look at the cokehead. Look at the terrorist. Look at the con man. How dare anybody retweet this? And it wasn't even us tweeting our own articles. Most people tweet their own stuff. We do that too, but we tweet everybody's stuff. You know, that's interesting. We're just trying to get the word out here. I mean, that's not what we're talking about with Joyce. That's just one of the little issues, but it shows that we're under attack. And I guarantee you, this is being funded. This is being supported. This is an agenda. Just like I said, George Soros 4 months ago was behind the Ferguson stuff and Trayvon Martin, and it later came out. I didn't just say that because it was in my gut. I said, hey, what's on that sign? It says the group, and I went and looked at the group, and it was Soros-funded in Ferguson. Then I looked at one in New York, another front group, and I went and looked, Soros-funded. And then, of course, it came out in the Washington Times that he gave $33 million. I mean, look, I know what I'm talking about. You do this 23 years, you would too. I eat, drink, and sleep this stuff. I was on the phone at 6:30 this morning to England with Paul Watson working on articles with him. I was on the phone at 7 a.m. with Buckley Hammond working. I mean, I'm not bragging. It's just wild horses couldn't drag me away. I mean, I eat, drink, and sleep fighting these people, and I'm not going away, and I'm not shutting up, and I'm not backing down. And liberty is infectious. I'm here as a detonator, not to detonate a violent revolution. Not to start one, but to stop one with a renaissance of ideas. And that's why they try to block us with our ideas at any big media event, RNC, DNC, South by Southwest, Comic-Con. That's why in media, period, Democratic or Republican, it's so controlled at the top, they bully and threaten anyone that comes on this show. Big conservative icons come on, they get calls and say, you better watch it and not come on that show. Liberals come on the show, they get calls, you better not come on that show. Former spies come on the broadcast, they get home visits by the CIA and MI6. We've gotten similar visits, and those visits were in confidence, so I'll leave it at that. The Israeli visit was not. And I kind of got in the guy's face. I agreed for him to come here, and then I went to dinner with them and stuff, and they just said, well, we wanted to talk to you and see where you really stood. And I said, you know, where I stand is for moral rules that I want to be treated by. You reap what you sow, karma, whatever you want to call it. It's like Tony Montana says, I got two things in this world, my word and my huevos, and I don't break them for no one. No women, no kids. I don't do anything to people that don't have it coming to them. And when I got to do something to somebody, I don't enjoy it. And I don't look at people off of what group of religion they are. I look at them off of what they stand for and what they've done in their life. Their fruits, as Christ said, and as Martin Luther King echoed. It's that simple. That's who I am.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, she's battling very serious cancer right now. She's not even been hosting her show some days a week. It comes on before mine at GCNlive.com, syndicated on, it's over 100 stations across the United States. Captain Joyce Riley, founder of Gulf War Vets Association, a ER nurse, transplant nurse, and then involved in Desert Storm, wasn't overseas, but still got the illness. And she's been out there for 20 years plus fighting this tyranny. Separately, just to give you inside baseball, you saw David Cross, the big comedian, come out and attack me last week. Montel Williams. It's just almost a daily event. I believe they're being basically told to do this, to demonize us. Bill O'Reilly's done it. They always just say things about me that aren't true with no evidence. Alex Jones is behind the Boston bombing, MSNBC. Bill O'Reilly, there's sexual predators out there using the internet to stalk women. Cut a clip of me screaming about something totally separate. Alex Jones hates blacks and Jews. David Cross, no proof. Montel Williams, I'm a terrorist. I'm a co-kid. I'm a con artist, on and on. It's not about me being attacked. We're asking the question, why are they attacking us? Why are they coming out against us? Why are they doing this? Because they're not just doing it to me. They do it with these tactics where someone just hears your name. I mean, we've caught them with subliminals on Comedy Central, flashing up our site with disinfo put on it to make me look like a kook, and it's subliminal. You know, you've seen them like in the movie The Prisoners, where the child molester is named Alex Jones. I mean, this is a real effort now to brand my name as something evil. Very scary. But I'm really honored she'll join us for the hour. She wanted to talk about Montel Williams because she knows him well. So we'll go behind the curtain for 5 minutes or so at the bottom of the hour for her to talk about the reality show American Candidate that she was involved in a few years ago. But she wanted to get it on, because I could get her on. She can talk about any subject. I wanted to get her on. She wanted to talk about Ferguson, the attempts to startle this racial division, Boston bombing, and that incredible thing where his lawyer's coming out and saying, oh, he said he did it. I mean, this, you can see the fixes in here. What's happening with Gulf War vets, the death list, where they have them on these do-not-treat lists that Joyce exposed years ago before we even knew the name of the program, and people couldn't believe it. So we'll discuss all that, the Russia situation, the state of the world, with Captain Joyce Riley, powerhour.com, thepowerhour.com. We will put that up on screen, thepowerhour.com. Excellent website and a treasure trove of information on every subject you can imagine. So Captain Joyce Riley joins us. First off, I've been praying for you. Now the audience has. How are you feeling overall in your battle here?
Well, thank you, Alex. I'm feeling awesome. I really am. At one point, I was actually in a wheelchair, and now I can actually get around without even a cane at times. So
it's been
a wonderful experience. You know, I kind of have told people that I'm the canary in the coal mine, given the fact that I went traditional natural medicine on everything at first, and then had to back down, come back, and retract that, and say, nope, if I had it to do over again, I would do it differently. And I'm going to disclose that, you know, eventually on the program and tell people what I would have done or should have done in my estimation. But I'm not there yet to either have a cure or a demise out of this thing. So I'm just kind of taking it one day at a time now. But I do warn everybody, and I do want to tell this to everybody who's listening to me on the Power Hour. If you've quit listening to me and are just listening to Alex and you have not heard me say this, let me tell you that it's important to know where you are with your cancer. That means do the proper diagnostics. Don't just jump into eating a handful of walnuts a day and a package of grapes and, you know, whatever else you read about. That's not the answer. You've got to know where you are, and you've got to get some good experience knowledge from those that are MDs. And I'm working with an MD now who is in the natural medicine arena. So, and don't write to me, please, and say, what do? I have cancer. Please don't do that, because I don't know the answer to that yet. I'm trying to find my own way. And thank goodness for the people at the Power Mall and Catherine, my producer, and Cynthia and Noel and Josh and all the people that have been keeping me afloat. They've been making me look a lot better than I probably have been in the past. But I feel great right now. Sitting here, I would not know that I had cancer if I did not get up and walk around. I would not know.
Wonderful.
So let me just say to people, know where you are, get good information, and don't believe somebody just because they're on the Internet. So
sure, let me throw this out there. That's what I've always said, and I've not let people on my show that claim that they have a mineral or vitamin supplement that will cure cancer. From the deep research I've done across the years, talking to medical doctors, researchers, nutritionists, you name it, try to eat healthy, try to get the trace minerals, try to stop the toxins that are in the food and water from building up so you don't get cancer. You do the vitamins, the nutrients, the minerals, the sunlight, the exercise, the oxygenation to be healthy and to get your telomeres more healthy so that they don't start mutating and you get cancer. But once you get cancer, yes, there are alternative treatments that in some cases help in Germany and Mexico, but they're not cure-alls. They're not 100%. And, yeah, I know a lot of people that have done the chemo and done the radiation and have then lived 20, 30, 40 more years. But I know folks that have gone on chemo and died in a week. You know, I've had a dog that had cancer and was doing great, did one chemo treatment, couldn't breathe, you know, the dog died. So it's one poison to kill the fast-growing cells. It's fighting fire with fire. It's a very complex issue, but I totally agree with you. Nothing is a panacea. Not any of the so-called miracle stuff that's out there. Not any of the fix-all, cure-all, silver bullet stuff. Nothing is a complete silver bullet. And, you know, we're designed to also at one point fail. we're designed to move on to the next group, but we're artificially, infant mortality's up, cancer rates are up. Yeah, they can keep you alive with the cancer longer now, but why is the cancer up? We know it's the chemtrails, the GMO, the fluoride. I mean, this is a fact, Joyce.
Vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. Please understand, I think my cancer came from the military. I did eat well. I was doing the right things. And don't just try to have a good diet. Do have a good diet. Because you want to know, if you get cancer, that you did everything you could to keep from getting it. And I think the vaccines play a huge part. But be that as it may, I want everybody to do the best they can to take care of themselves. But just do it. Don't just have excuses as to why I have to stop at McDonald's every once in a while or why I have to eat fast food once a day. No, just stop it because it's not good and it's going to create problems later. But, you know, Alex, I want to address one thing before we move into anything here today, and that is, you know, I don't want people saying, oh, gee, Joyce has got cancer now, so she's butting up to Alex, or, oh, gee, Alex knows Joyce has cancer, so he's butting up to her. I want people to understand that the reason that I'm on here, especially today, is because of the truth. Now, you and I have disagreed on a lot of things in the past, and we probably still do if we were to have a discussion about it. But there are things that have to be dealt with in the light of what is accurate and true. And I hear so many things about you and so many statements that I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, I've known Alex since 96 when I was first on his show down in Texas. And if there were all these things going on that Alex is, then I would probably be the first one to tell you. Because I don't like anybody that's a phony or anybody that's doing what they say they're not doing. I want to know the truth. And I know even to Ted Anderson's consternation, there have been times when I've disagreed with you on the program. You used to call me a snake oil salesman at one time and referred to me like that. And now you understand that the ways of God's medicine versus man's medicine are true. And thank goodness you've come around and seen that also. But I want to
say, I don't think I ever, I think what happens is listeners try to get people infighting, and they misrepresent who said what. I never engage in that. I'm never involved in any of it. I'm well known for that. And so, Joyce, I think some of that might be the projections of other people. Okay. I think you had one product with one guy that I didn't like, and I told people that privately. But that's a non-issue in like 14 years ago or
okay.
something.
Well,
I absolutely believe in essential oils and all of it because I felt the difference. And you're right. Back when I was criticizing you for stuff, I was pulling in, not eating Big Macs, but pulling in and eating double meat cheeseburgers and got as fat as a pig. So, you know, back when I was 25 years old, I might have shot my mouth off. But I don't even want to get into that today because our listeners tune in all over the country and they're concerned about Russia threatening nuclear war. They're concerned about the new Black Panther Party saying shoot police. But I think you've done just incredibly good work with the Gulf War Vets Association and have really changed the world and had incredible tenacity. And obviously, you know, the fact that you could die, it makes me think about how valuable you are to humanity. And so that is part of the reason that spurred me, because I'm so busy focused on what I'm doing, to get another talk show host on the broadcast. But shifting gears out of that, we're going to skip this break because we have more time with Joyce, so I've been cutting her off. What do you think the biggest stories are right now front and center, Joyce?
Okay, but just let me say that the reason I said all that is because people change and because people learn, and that's what we're all about. That's what you're all about and I'm all about, is we learn. And when we learn, we change our positions, our stands,
exactly.
Our whatever. So that's the good thing, and that's what I wanted to bring up. Let me first start talking about the attorney for the young man who is allegedly standing trial now as Zarniev. Zokhar Zarniev.
Yeah, he said he was not guilty, but then his lawyer says he's guilty. Boy, lawyers
right.
like that. Who needs prosecutors?
Okay, exactly. But how many of us would want an attorney, which is why I don't think that is really Zokhar in there in trial. It's because he was, I'm innocent, I'm innocent, I'm innocent, and she comes before them and says, well, we know that he's guilty, we just don't know if he should be put to death or not. And that was literally what his attorney, Judy Clark, said. Now, here's the part that most people don't know. Judy Clark, who is a no-name attorney, I mean a no-name attorney, represented Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
Unbelievable.
She also represented the Atlanta Olympic bomber, Eric Rudolph. She also represented Jared Loughner, in the Gabby Giffords trial. In the Gabby Giffords situation. She also represented Buford Furrow from the Aryan Nations. He was an Aryan Nations member at the Los Angeles Jewish Community Center. Said he was bipolar, got him off the death penalty. And then in 2002, are you ready for this? She represented Zacharias Massaoui. Now, most of these guys are in federal ADX Supermax prison. But can you believe that she was chosen to represent all these guys? And in every case here, each one of them got off the death penalty charge but were convicted for life. And nobody can see any of these people. They are all not allowed visitors. So something tells me she has been picked for this position. You're probably going to see her on the Supreme Court before long. But think about that. She was picked by all those people, a no-name attorney that you can hardly find anything
Joyce,
about
you are
her.
So on target, and I should have been covering this more because I've been following it. I've mentioned it. And I'd forgotten that she was Kaczynski's lawyer. For those that don't know, the L.A. Times reported when it was declassified in 1998 that Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was actually a long-time, 10-year project member. Not just first he was experimented on in the 60s, but then he was a member of MK Ultra. That's the CIA mind control program that's been partially declassified. And his entire trial and everything was a staged event. Who knows what really happened? He may be a cutout. And it's the same thing now. They killed the other brother, lied about what he'd done. Then they tried to kill this brother in the boat so they could then claim he did it. Now they claim he wrote a confession inside the boat. And now he comes out and says, innocent, innocent, innocent. He disappears. He's probably sleeping with the fishes because they can't have that staged event. We know it was staged. Cannot have that staged event come out. We know the Alders aren't a brother. His cover was blown 2 years before the bombing by Russian intelligence. It was in the foreign news. They said, who's this guy under a fake name you have a fake passport to that you've got coming into Russia and coming into other Chechenian areas, meeting with Al-Qaeda? He's your guy, isn't he? So why is it that in the news that the older brother was under a CIA traveling scholarship out of Georgetown University? Joyce?
Right, exactly. So when we begin to look at these things for what they are, we realize something else is afloat. So let's look at what happened in Ferguson here. One of the concerns that I have with Ferguson is that on a local TV show, and it may have been covered nationally, you all may have
seen it. And you're in Missouri. We should add that.
Yeah, I'm 2 hours away from Ferguson. The alleged agitators that are supposed to be the people that are the activists and they're trying to make them look bad, they were quoted as saying, this is all smoke and mirrors. This is all smoke and mirrors. And I have seen that on tape. And at another time, when the two police officers were allegedly hit by a guy allegedly in a car on the street shooting at another guy, it was said, I heard one of the people in the audience say, don't put out a helmet with some look-alike or some blood on it and make everybody think we did it. So the question is, who really did that? I don't know. I don't know. But this guy Durst is getting more attention for a 30-year-old murder on TV now than Ferguson is getting, because it's coming to a head that this has been created. Shop owners that told me, or told the television news, and I did copy this. We called 6 times to get the police to come, and never did they come. We told them 6 times they were breaking into our places, they were stealing our goods out of our stores, and they never came. Now, you cannot tell me that was not set up by design. So to me, this is a civil war they're wanting to create. This is an event they're wanting to expand upon. In fact, I was told, and I don't know this to be true, but I was told it by someone who said that one of the police officers said they were so disappointed that this thing quieted down after the police captain resigned from his position. So I don't know, but I do know there's more to all of these stories, and that's why your listeners and my listeners it's so important that if they're in the local area, keep looking, keep talking, keep seeing what's going on here, because it's
well, sure, Joyce, I've tried
important.
To study it from every angle. We've had our reporters there for weeks during it, and best I can tell, there's some bad police behavior going on, but the local police are just being manipulated. The Justice Department is in there funding the radicals to try to get things to be violent. They want a bigger blow up as a political diversion, and George Soros has been involved basically financing it.
Well, and I think that's probably very true. And I think this whole thing has been a created event. They're nurturing it right now. I don't know what the next shoe is going to be that falls, but they're still, the jury's still out on who did the shooting and were these guys really shot? Were there two people that were shot? I don't know. They haven't released their names, no pictures. You would have thought they would have shown a stretcher being taken into an ambulance, but that didn't happen. The drama, they love the drama, but it just seems like something's not right here. So that I wanted to bring up. The other thing I want to bring up regarding the Gulf War illness and the Gulf War is that this situation is only going to be worse now than it has been in the past. We thought it was bad in 1991 when I served. I did not deploy to the Middle East. I only served as a flight nurse on the state side and other countries, but not in Iraq. Is that they are now premedicating these military people prior to deployment. And I think everybody needs to understand that between 30% and 50% of these troops are now being deployed with medications of SSRI drugs. They say that it is to make them calm. Since when do you want to make them calm to go into a war? You don't. You want them to be more, quote unquote, vigilant. You want them to be more proactive. You want them to be more aggressive, which is what is happening. And the very fact that the VA now, as I understand, is the biggest consumer of drugs, of SSRI drugs in this country, that should tell you something. Get ready for more problems, and it's going to be made to look like, see, all these people are so erratic, military people cannot be trusted.
Well, Joyce, let me raise this point to you, and I totally agree. Joe Biggs was in an Army combat group that saw major action because they had media embedded. Rolling Stone and Esquire did stories just about his unit that he was a staff sergeant in that just saw weekly battles in the first, some of the major combat in Iraq and then Afghanistan. And Joe said by the time they got to Afghanistan, they would have truckloads of painkillers and SSRIs, and they would say, we don't want to take this. And they'd say, you're under a lot of stress. The Army doctors order it. Right. Take it. And then they would order Joe to order his men to take it, and then they would get addicted. He's off of it all now since he got back, but he had to go through hell to get off of it. He's talked about it on air. And then he talked about sometimes they'd have Russians, and I looked it up, and there were stories about Russians doing supply. Russians would land with the opium pills, basically, and supply them. They were taking so many, and so they're trying to drug up the military to get them into the system for when they come out. So absolutely, Joyce, we know this is going on. It's not just speed pills they're giving the pilots. Why would you want to give Army soldiers basically any psychotropic or any opiate drug they wanted?
Exactly. Because, and they're doing it now in bags full of these drugs.
They give each person big bags of it.
Yeah. And I have seen these bags. I have had people call me to their house and say, look at the drugs that I'm on. And I couldn't believe what they were on, nor what they had that they had been provided in the mail. I actually talked to one who had been given morphine shots to take himself in the mail. I mean, this defies all regulations on these Class 2 drugs.
Well, they say that the troops are the number one enemy, and so they're trying to spike the already used weapon system and then basically get them into the system. Because once they're drugged up, waive your rights, turn in your guns, we'll keep giving you the drugs.
And get them out of, you know, use more drones, less soldiers. I mean, why do you think they're cutting down and cutting back on all these soldiers all the time? They don't want soldiers. Soldiers can respond. Soldiers can complain. Soldiers can say, no, I won't do that. But drones don't. Or
that's right. It's the end of humanity, the end of men in the military, the end of women. This is the takeover. This is the THX-1138 program, Joyce.
Absolutely. It's transformation of the military. All you have to do is go online and look at transformation of the military. About every 10 years and then every 5 years, there was a new transformation program. And that's where they're making and manipulating our veterans now. And they're going to be horrific problems in the future, I'm afraid.
All right, Captain Joyce Riley, thepowerhour.com is our guest. We're going to come back with her, and we're going to get into a host of other issues. Russia threatening to use nukes. What's happening in the Middle East? ISIS. And some also some positive news on the Second Amendment front. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in their room. Take me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Modern
warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Ms. Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Now, coming up later in the next hour, we'll get a pop-in from Joe Biggs, who's out there playing the part of, you saw him here in studio in the first hour, of Donald McRonald, the mutated brother of Ronald McDonald, who's anti-GMO, anti-corn syrup, anti-bovine growth hormone in the milk. They're going to be out there basically not even demonstrating, but exposing in the media, hijacking South by Southwest legally and lawfully to inject our free speech commentary into how McDonald's needs to change their ways quickly and not just try to absorb the healthy food movement. And it gets into fluoride, everything. So that's coming up. We'll also open the phones up and take your calls. DHS Obama amnesty may require 3,100 new bureaucrats, $484 million a year. It'll be a lot more than that. Coca-Cola caught paying health leaders to say soda is healthy snack. There's a major push to put out propaganda right now. New bill would prohibit an ATF ban on popular ammunition. Good news. Mandatory vaccine bills fail in two states. We'll tell you about that. A bunch of just a ton of news. This just broke at Infowars.com. Rapper Azalea Banks, I don't really follow her, but I hear about her. I know she's pretty big. Said, I hate white Americans. I hate everything about this country, she said, like I hate fat white Americans. Well, why don't you get out of the country that made you so rich, you spoiled rotten pig? You know, I mean, the Klan or racist black people, you know, you have this racist frat. I mean, that's what these frats hate, everybody that is in their frat. They hate the frat next door to them. They hate white kids that don't have as much money as them. Who would want to be around a stuck-up moron frat? Like, there's some frats I know out there that are, you know, into guns or into horses or into camping that are cool, you know, but frats are just into how they're the elite group. All these people just want to be in their own elite group. Well, that's what these racist black people. I mean, black people, and you've heard this from black leaders that are honest out there, are just as racist, sometimes more than anybody else. And, you know, there are black people that don't have a racist bone in their body, and there are black people as racist as the Ku Klux Klan Grand Dragon. But it's okay for them to be racist. They just make a stupid comment about hating white people in general. And that's what they've created under political correctness, is a system where we're going to Joyce here in a moment, I'll get her take on this, where whites are over in this group and blacks are over in this group, and we all just hate each other. That's what multiculturalism and this modern thing is actually everybody in their group only being about what group they are, the inverse of what Martin Luther King talked about. We'll talk to Joyce of thepowerhour.com here in just a moment, get her take on that. First off, we've never run a special this big. It's how we fund our operation. Made in America t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, belt buckles, you name it. 10% off madein1776.com. Madein1776.com is just a subdivision of InfoWarsStore.com. It takes you right to the Made in America stuff. I'll be honest, I can't get some of the Made in America products I want. So we have another t-shirt section where it costs less than it's made in Venezuela or China or whatever. Just, we're in an emergency InfoWar. It just gets the word out. All of our supplements are the highest quality organic right here from the United States, or sourced from certified organic, highest quality. But we also have it at very low prices, from the Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster to the Nation Iodine, right through the Rolls-Royce stuff like the DNA Force, 30% off. You still get the promo code SUPER at checkout, and you get 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we got to vote with our dollars for non-GMO. We got to vote for our dollars for pro-Second Amendment groups. You know, you look at McDonald's and these globalist companies, They're the ones funding the anti-gun stuff. Go look it up, Bill Gates and others. So it's not just they're putting out this toxic food. They're coming after our freedoms. So we got to vote with our dollars. Joyce calls it shopping with the good guys. And that's what it's about. That's how you build communities of action, is supporting your local neighborhoods, supporting local farmers markets, supporting InfoWarsStore.com. Everything at InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off. 10% off everything on top of the discounts that are already there. Promo code SUPER. Now, we're legally barred from offering more than 10% off on the water filters, which is already the lowest price out there. So that's promo code WATER to get 10% off that. We can't go 10% extra on that. But everything else, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. 20 people can use each membership. And I want to thank you all and salute you all for your support. You've helped us build this media operation. Now, I've been ranting for 5 minutes, Joyce. You heard me get into rapper Azealia Banks. I don't want to get into Russia, geopolitically, the big picture, what you think is at the bottom of the rabbit hole of this New World Order. But first off, Joyce Riley, Captain Joyce Riley of Gulf War Vets Association, thepowerhour.com, syndicated radio host on in the mornings, from what, like 7 to 10, right here on GCNlive.com. Find affiliate list there as well. Rapper Azealia Banks, I hate white Americans, Infowars.com. I hate everything about this country, she said, like I hate fat white Americans. Rapper Azealia Banks hates white Americans, everything about the U.S. In a recent interview with Playboy, the 23-year-old Harlem rapper said she wanted to leave the U.S. because America is blatantly racist. Well, it is race-obsessed and turned against each other and mind-controlled. I guess she's right. See how you get treated in Africa, ladies. Just go hang out there for a while. I hate everything about the... I know a lot of black folks that were racist, and they went and spent 6 months in Africa, and they come back and apologize. Just because... Or white trendies go there and get killed and find out, you know, I mean, just watch out. I hate everything about this country, she said, like I hate fat white Americans. All the people who are crunched in the middle of America, the real fat and meat of America, are these racist conservative people who live on their farms. Yeah, they're real bad. You know how many black people live out on the farms? You know, I live out in Dripping Springs. You know how many homeschooling, hardworking, professional, but also blue-collar black folks are out there that come over to my house and are friends with my kids, who listen to the show and are good Christian people? You're a disgusting racist pig, woman. That's all I can say about you. You're disgusting. But that's what we get. Joyce, I'm ranting. Captain Joyce Riley, what's your take on this attempted race war? Where do you think it's all going? What do you think Obama's legacy is going to be? And then what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole, Joyce? What really runs the world?
Well, at this point, I need to talk about Montel Williams, because that's what we're coming on for. And I don't have much time left, but I need to.
Well, we can hold you a little bit in the next hour. If you can do it, I'm
okay. Go ahead. I just want to make sure we cover the Montel
Let's
Williams.
Let's do it.
Let's
do Montel Williams and then this. Because okay. He attacked me recently, and that's the and let's talk about it.
And I'm responding because what I think he said was totally wrong, what Montel said. And I want people to know how I got involved with this. You said earlier I was a good friend of Montel Williams. I'm not a good friend. I was just involved with him at one point
on a reality show.
Yeah, I got to know him on a reality show. Here's the story. I was a person that was contacted to be on a reality show in 2004 by Showtime. I didn't know anything about the show, but it was called American Candidate, and it was supposed to be about 10 people who wanted to change the world, who didn't like the way our government was running and wanted to change the world and our government and our country. So I did respond to it. 27 pages of information you had to respond. And when I was chosen out of, they said, 20,000 applicants, I was absolutely astounded that they wanted me on there. I never did know why. It didn't make any difference, but they said it was because of my Gulf War veteran involvement and because of my issues in health, like I would take the issue of vaccines. So that is why I was on the program, or chosen to be on the program. Everybody had sort of their shtick, if you will. And if you look up American Candidate in Wiki, you'll see the 10 people that were on there. One was, you know, PETA. One was for gay rights, and on and on and on. They had their issue that they wanted to promote. So mine was veterans issues. And I thought, because Montel had been in the military, and you can look at him on Wiki and find out his experience, but he did go to an academy, and he was a captain when he departed from the military. I was a captain in the Air Force. He was in the Navy. And he did very well in the military. He has very good record in the military. But I wanted to expose through Montel Williams or this national TV show what was really taking place with the veterans. Because at the time, in 2004, you weren't hearing much about this. You were hearing what we could get out on Genesis, and that was about it. And on Coast to Coast, we were getting some of it out.
Yeah, George Norrie was one of the only people that let you on. He did a great job reaching tens of millions. And, of course, Art Bell before that.
Yeah. And Chuck Carter, and there were a few that were really good. But it came down to the point, though, that the mainstream medicine was not talking, mainstream media was not talking about it, even though they knew about it. So I thought, well, here's the perfect place. And they said, you will have the chance that you can talk about this all you want. So we're introduced to Montel. He was the head of the quote-unquote program. He was the master of ceremonies, whatever you want to call it.
He was the circus leader.
Well, yeah. It was kind of like on Survival, where you're booted off the island, only on this case, you were booted off the ballot. And every week you would have to do something new and different to be in the program, to stay on a week longer and attract the attention of the people. So I was booted off, I will tell you, after the fifth week. Now, Sheriff Richard Mack happened to be on the show, too. We did not know each other was going to be on there. And Sheriff Richard Mack was booted off after the fourth week. So they got the weirdos, the people that were talking about Constitution and stuff like that, out of there.
Let me guess. The gay guy won? I don't remember.
No, he didn't. But the guy who looked just like George Bush and talked just like George Bush won is what happened. So anyway, so I thought, oh, this is my chance. So I brought with me volumes of documents. Like I always carry around whenever I go around to do a talk or a speech, I carry my evidence with me. I brought all the information on the biological weapons that were sold to Iraq just prior to the Gulf War. I brought biological chemical information we sold to them. I brought everything with me, vaccine information, everything, in these documents so that I could sit down with Montel and say, Montel, you have MS. Montel, let's look at how many people come out of the military with MS and the fact that now the military has so many people getting MS from the vaccines, I believe, that they're now making it a 100% compensation for the military. At least they did that time back in...
Joyce, this is incredibly important. Can you stay with us 15 minutes the next hour to be able to finish all this?
Sure.
All right, good, because our reporters are being accosted by the police and given a ticket, selectively enforced, when you can use a bullhorn downtown. We're going to spend a few minutes cutting to them, live video Skype as this happens, so it's on record. Let's go to our McDonald's coverage demonstration with the police, I guess, trying to frustrate the First Amendment. Let's go ahead and go to that right now. And we're going to have folks now drive around and honk in front of it there if we can. I guess the streets are blocked. Let's go to that feed, guys. Here it is. All right, here is Joe Biggs, and the police are there looking like they're very sorry, but it's like last year, they wouldn't let us hand out magazines until I said, go ahead and arrest me under orders of South by Southwest on the street corner, then the police back down. But they're selectively enforcing the bullhorn ordinance because I've done it all over. Joe did it last night. The police know they can't uphold that. In the middle of that blaring, other people have bullhorns. The pedicabs have them. This is selective enforcement right now.
They're hassling him about the decibel level, and they don't even know what the decibel level is.
That didn't have a meter?
There's a man right next to us that's blowing us out of the water.
Well, what happened? Have you gone into the place yet?
We get a good shot of all these cops. These are the cops here.
All right, hey, don't get caught up all day just talking to them. All right, listen, you need to get back, just try to go into the McDonald's facility. Because McDonald's knows if they send the cops in, you'll just argue with them all day. Get the ticket, I'll pay it, or whatever, or we'll sue them over it. I don't want to, but we'll sue to overturn it. Just the main thing we need to do is, are there people showing up at the McDonald's facility to go in on their own? Or they just shut it down. We'll talk to Dude during the break and get more. And after Joyce leaves, we'll continue to monitor the live feed. Joyce, very interesting that that's going on. Did you see, Joyce, where they're trying to now not have the inserts say what vaccines and drugs can do to you? And it looks like Congress may actually pass a law to now hide what's in the drugs and in the vaccines, Joyce. That was in the Washington Post yesterday. Is that not unprecedented, Joyce? It's like we've lost Joyce. We're going to try to get her reconnected and come back to her in just a moment.
I'm here.
Okay, good. What do you make of the move to block people? And then we'll go back into the Gulf War stuff and Montel Williams after the break. But so it's somewhat congruent from what I was just talking about. Did you see the article yesterday where they're trying to pass a law where you won't know what's in a vaccine or the side effects or the drugs? Drug companies want that?
I know. Can you believe in this country we would be doing that and exonerating any pharmaceutical company for any and everything they do? There is no way you can sue a pharmaceutical company now.
Incredible. Joyce, continue as we go to break about the Montel Williams situation.
Okay, so I approach Montel and tell him, Montel, the vaccines are a major issue. I am vaccine injured from the Gulf War. He didn't want to talk about it. He didn't want to even hear about it. And I said, if you want to do something, you can really do something now by talking to the veterans, bringing this issue out on a national level like I cannot do, and addressing it. I have got all the evidence you need here to know that the veterans are suffering from A, vaccines, biologicals and chemicals the U.S. government sold to Iraq. And he would not address anything that had anything to do with the government, with the military. And so I had this stack of documents there in front of him. And I said, look, this is a life or death issue. And you have a chance to do something about this. Now, what can we do here? How can we? He didn't want to hear it. He did not want to hear it. So if it has to do anything with the government or the military, he won't say anything. Now, of course, he's been jumping all over the VA and been supposedly the veterans advocate for that, which I think, you know, that is so wrong of him to do that. Now,
by the way, stay there, because, yes, that's when he attacked us last week and said that I was a criminal and evil, was when we tweeted out an article that was mainstream news about people celebrating dying veterans.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We'll be right back.
way, they ticketed Joe Biggs and basically said, you know, just no bullhorn, period. It violates the decimal rule, but everybody else can have a bullhorn. The police looked apologetic about it, but it doesn't matter. It violates the Constitution, and we're going to have to make a big issue out of it. But I'm going to tell Joe Biggs in 30 minutes to have a press conference at Red River and 4th Street. They're in front of the McDonald's barbed wire concentration camp. For any alternative media or others that want to be there, we're going to tweet that at Real Alex Jones, that Donald McRonald has been ticketed for free speech. We'll hold press conference at 1:30 at the McDonald's compound. We'll send that out in several tweets. We'll put a blurb on InfoWars right now. We need everybody to go down there and support Joe Biggs. And he needs to go back into the front of it, put down the bullhorn, and try to go in to get the free garbage food and see what happens. That's the directive. That's what I want him to do. And I want folks down there to support him right now. And again, there's a $1,000 prize for first place for whoever goes in there and asks your own questions on your iPhone or whatever about the plastic emulsifiers and the nuggets and the growth hormone and all of it. You can't stop the citizens. They'll go after Ronald. That means you can go in there today only, get your video, upload it to YouTube. We'll post the videos tomorrow, and the winner will get $1,000, second place $500. So Joyce Riley, going back to Montel Williams, it's not about this quasi-has-been guy. It's about behind the curtain of how these people really operate. So you're on this reality TV show with him for a while. You got to know him pretty good. Please continue.
Well, I just got to know him whenever he was there. And I do want to say one thing. I've seen on your post some of them, people saying that he is gay. He is not gay because he had a girl in every port. So there was, it was well known that he was not gay. So I just wanted to say that. In defense
of
him.
In some of whose post? Our post?
I think, yeah, on one of the stories, somebody was making a comment about him being
gay.
Oh,
you mean the commenters, not us.
Yeah, the commenters,
I don't care what his sexuality is. I have nothing to do with it, yeah.
Right, right. But I just wanted to say, no, he had a girl in every port, so that was not the issue. Anyway, but the whole idea was, if he was really for the veterans and really wanted to know, like I told him, I said, look, I'm vaccine injured. I was a flight nurse in the Air Force. Now, there was no other person in those 10 people, an American candidate, that had been in the military. So you would think he might have listened to me. I was a captain. He was a captain. We were both injured somehow from the military, or at least I thought we might have been injured as a result of the vaccines. But he didn't want to hear about it. He did not want to hear that the government could do anything bad. But if you look back now, and Alex, would you were to look at what he might have done from 2004 until until now, if he had really looked at the issues of these veterans, he might have been able to do a tremendous amount of work, a tremendous amount of good, saving lives, saving those homicidal, suicidal situations from even occurring if he had made a stand. And he had a chance to do it, and he had a chance to look at the evidence, but he would not do it. So I am saying to him, if you want to debate me on this, if you want to come on the Power Hour, if you want to challenge me on what happened between you and me there at American Candidate, I will be glad to, because I still got the stack of documents that I brought to show you, that I wanted you to know.
Well, you've got to feel stupid, Joyce, because it's already, you know, you were one of the first to do this, but years later it came out in Life magazine, you name it, that the mutations in the babies were 4 or 5 times higher, 15 times, 16 times higher in Fallujah in the next war, that the troops were hit with a cocktail of bad vaccines, and then, of course, different chemicals, and the DU and all the rest of it. So, I mean, you've been totally validated, and so has Dr. Doug Rocky and so many others.
Yes, but the VA's position still is that if you come in complaining of something from
a Gulf War
illness, you're crazy. You're just crazy. You have a mental problem. It's still that way.
Oh, if you think fluoride's bad for you, you have a mental problem, when Harvard and the London Guardian and the British government say it'll hurt you really bad.
They want you to believe the propaganda, and if we buy it, then we're sunk. That's all there is to it.
That's right. Joyce Riley, thepowerhour.com, and Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. We'll be back with 15 more minutes of our guest. Then I'm going to cover news, open the phones, and go to a press conference with Donald McRonald, the good McDonald, exposing McDonald's. This is important, folks. This is how we're going to bring these people down. Get downtown in Austin, support him if you're listening in Austin. Down there on Red River Street, 313 Red River Street.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.